Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. In season 4 here, with the help and the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, we're in the last Mishnah of chapter 1, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Chet 118, talking about how the world continues to exist. The world continues to stand. In the beginning of chapter 1, we talked about what made the world stand, or what merit Hashem created the world, on what three legs the world officially started, and that's Torah, Avoda, and Gemilat Chasadim. That's what the world was created for, to do chesed, to learn Torah, and to be able to do prayer. But here, there are three things that continue to justify the existence of the world. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam kayim, on three things the world continues to exist and is extant. Al hadin, on justice. That means taking care of those that might not be taken care of in general, especially in society, especially in culture, especially people throughout history that weren't taken care of, like the orphan, the widow, the stranger, the convert, people that would be pushed to the wayside, that would fall through the cracks. That's why Hashem talks so many times about being kind to the widow and the orphan and the convert and the stranger. Be kind to those people. Be kind to people that come to you. Take care of them. They might not be taken care of otherwise. V'al ha'emes, on truth. Truth is so important that even Hashem will allow his name to be erased for the sota, the case of a man and a wife. The only way the husband will actually understand and know if she's truthful, that she wasn't with another man, because then they can't be together anymore. Hashem allows his name to be erased for the sake of shalom, for the sake of emes, for the sake of truth. And also when it comes to relationships, especially marital relationships, Hashem allowed there to be a little bit of an altercation, not to lie outright, but to alter a little bit for the sake of shalom bias. Like when Avram and Sarah heard about having a son Yitzchak, Sarah laughed and said, but my husband is old. And she probably thought she herself was old too. Avram laughed, but he was excited, saying, this would be amazing if only such a good thing would happen. And when Hashem repeated it to Avram, he left out the idea, the concept of the part of the speech saying that Avram was old, because that would have been insulting. So Hashem said, truth is truth, but if it's going to hurt another person's feeling, if it's going to really damage something, then we have to figure out how to go about it. So MS, truth in general in life, is very, very important. It's one of the pillars that continue to allow the existence of the world. V'al shalom, and peace. For the sake of peace, so much was done, so much happened. We know Aaron was the great, great peacemaker. The Pirkei Avos talks about elsewhere how great Aaron was in terms of peace. People would see him on the road if Aaron would say hi and befriend them, and if they would go see him in private, they would pause and say, oh my gosh, if Aaron knew what I was doing, he would not even talk to me. And Aaron would also go make peace between people and say, do you know how much Shmerel is so upset that he can't be back with you, be back in the house? He did it for husband and wife, for friends, for relationships. Then he would go to the other person and say, do you know how upset Shmerinka is, and how much she wants to be back in the house? He would figure out how to alter the facts to, because for the sake of truth and the sake of peace, you're allowed to do that. And he would say how much we want to have peace, how much we want it. He was the ultimate peacemaker. Peace is such a lacking thing in the world. It's so important to have. Shenemar, as it says, Emesu mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. It says, truth and just judgment of peace, you shall judge in your cities. Before we talk a little bit about the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, we're just going to finish off the Mishnah in chapter 1. We're going to finish off with the saying, Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha says, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wants to confer merit, wants to give ability to the Jewish people to earn merit in this world. What does he do for us to be able to do that? Lefikach hirba lahem Torah u'mitzvos. Therefore, Hashem gave to us a ton of Torah and a ton of mitzvos. Hashem gives so many Torah aspects, so much mitzvah aspect that can relate to different people. If I'm a chesed person, there's so many aspects for me to do chesed. And if I'm a tzedakah person, there's so many opportunities and abilities and organizations to give tzedakah to. If I'm a learner, there's so many things out there to learn in Tanakh and do. Not to say that one is mutually exclusive, but just focus. If you have one aspect of your life that you're really strong at, if you're a big hachnasas Orch in person. You could do it with your car, with your house, with food, and with help. And if you're a person that's very big into giving advice or very big into writing, if you have any aspect, there's so many mitzvahs to do so. If you're a singer, you and you're a Levite, you can go to the Beit HaMikdash, you could be a singer. There's so many mitzvahs Hashem gave us. He gave so much merit to us to be able to accrue Torah and mitzvahs in our life. Shenamar, as it says, Adonai chavetz amatziko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wants, desires for the gracious righteousness for us to grow and for the Torah to make us more glorious and to make us more wonderful. Hashem gave us abilities, so many capabilities to get so much mitzvahs, to get so much Torah in our journey, hopefully 120 years on this earth. That's the phrase we say when we finish off a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when we finish off a Mishnah of a chapter in Pirkei Avos. A wonderful, beautiful saying. We, of course, know that we start off the Mishnah with the Kol Yisrael, but we end with Rav Yochanan ben Akasha. A lot of times when a shir ends or different things, they say this beautiful Agadic teaching also. So Rabbi Yonah talks about justice. Judgment rendered should be absolute truth. When you do judgment, you shouldn't be swayed. You shouldn't be biased. You shouldn't be bought off. The Torah teaches us that just because he's poor doesn't mean you should be bought off because he's poor. You should have your swing of your emotion just because you feel for him. If he's not right, if it's not right for him to win, you can't be swayed by that. And again, also with a rich man, don't be swayed off by gifts. Don't accept bribes. You have to go by true justice. You have to follow the evidence, follow the facts, follow who really is the truthful one, who really deserves the proper judgment. And truth on MS, man follows in the ways of God. He is truth. His Torah is truth. And he walks the path of truth. Man too should also walk the path of truth. As the Torah teaches, you should walk in his ways. That comes from Devarim. Follow in the ways of Hashem. Our sages also explain, you should do like Hashem. Hashem clothed those who didn't have clothing. You should give clothing to others. Hashem buried those who needed burying. You should bury others. Hashem is compassionate and merciful. You should be compassionate and merciful. Hashem visited the sick. You should visit the sick. And Hashem takes care of everything. You should take care of everything. Hashem is full of chesed. You should also be full of chesed. You should walk in the ways of Hashem. Our sages explain that even in casual conversation, one should not lie. We learn this from the incident of Rav and his son from Yevamos. Rav's wife was a difficult person. If he asked her to cook lentils for him, she would cook peas. And if he asked for peas, she would cook lentils. When his son Chia grew up, he would pass on his father's request in reverse so that his mother would cook what his father had asked for, meaning he would actually ask for lentils when he wanted peas, and he would actually ask for peas when he wanted lentils so that he would know what to give his father, because his mother was a very difficult person. Rav once commented to him that his mother had changed for the better. The son admitted that he had reversed the instructions in his father's messages. Rav responded, as people say, your own children teach you sense. However, do not continue doing this, for the verse reads, they have taught their tongue to speak lies. And that comes from Yirmiyahu. One who forms the habit of lying, even when he has nothing to gain by lying or to lose by telling the truth, will soon find that he has become incapable of speaking truthfully. That's what it was by the brothers. They spoke a lie about Yosef, what happened to him, so that when they talked to the father that Yosef was alive, he didn't even believe them. And that's the curse of a liar. Someone who's accustomed to lying, even when he speaks the truth, he's not going to be believed. They had to bring in Sarah, the granddaughter, who gently broke the news to Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. She did it in a harmonious way, in a beautiful way, playing the harp or whatever. And she merited that Yaakov blessed her. She merited to have very, very long life, living many, many generations. Because that's the mark. If someone accustoms himself to talk and live in that way, even when he tells the truth, they're not even going to believe it. But that's the idea. If you have the habit of lying, even when he has nothing to gain by it, we'll soon find he's become incapable of speaking truthfully, even concerning vitally important matters. He is so accustomed to lying that this has become his normal manner of speaking. And also on peace, the Mishnah talks about peace includes what is good for the entire world, and its benefit is endless. May Israel be blessed with peace. May all of us be blessed with peace. We should remember that the world was created for Torah and Avodah and Gemilat Chasadim, and we should remember that the Torah continues to exist because of Din, because of Emes, because of Shalom. Keep those things in your forefront. Try to live by those three things and the three things that the Torah was created for as much as you can day by day. The more truth we have, the more justice we have, the more shalom we have, the more peace we have in the world, maybe we could all come to love each other unconditionally, have proper Avat Chinam in the world, and maybe that'll counteract the reason the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, one of them, because of Sinat Chinam. If we bring Avat Chinam through truth, justice, and peace, and through Torah Avod and Gemilas Chassad, maybe we could merit to have the third Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. May it happen soon, speedily. Amen. Join us next time as we begin Chapter 2, Mishnah 1, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.